safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth. What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Keep it, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth.
Yo, what's happening, man?
Oh, welcome everybody to the show. Another episode of the Subway to Underground Ride Out. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. I'm absolutely positively 100%. Kind of just, I'm running crazy mad late. I've got stuff. Hold on a second. Yeah, I've got stuff that's, I don't know. I just got a lot going on right about now. And I'm trying to get everything back together. I was supposed to have an interview, and then something happened with the interview situation. I don't know. But we'll get it together. I think my interview is still going to be here on time. It's partly my fault. But I can't really blame them because I had... you ever had one of those days, man, where it just seemed like everything possible could possibly just go wrong? It's been a long day for me. Yet and still, I'm here. I'm in the building. You know what I mean? First of all, before we get into it, though, I got some breaking news. Some breaking news in hip-hop. Of course, we're doing the Subway. We're talking about hip-hop. So, you know, I'm gonna give you a little bit of real. I got a little breaking news. I'm on everybody and their mama's little email list. So I got some breaking news. It seems as though, you know, Cassidy and Meek Mills is beefing. Right? Cassidy and Meek Mills is beefing. And it seems like he's got a new YouTube out. He's in Carolina, you know, the part of Carolina where the GDs said they're going to get at the boss, the Rosé. And he's got a new YouTube video out. And it says, it's got him and some of the other, some GDs or whatever say, you know, they got this, they sitting by him and he's at this club or whatever. And it's kind of like, yeah, they like, he's co-signing that. You feel me? He's co-signing that. I don't know what to say about that. You know what I'm saying? But I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I guess he's. It kind of looks like they down with Cassidy now. It's like, so since he's beefing with Meek Mills and the GD's beefing with Rick Ross, it's like those guys are joining forces or something. Now I don't know, man, what's going on with that. But check it out. Just Google that on YouTube. It's a little tab of information on the ongoing back and forth between Meek and Cassidy. And then, you know, Cassidy's got the, like, half-hour-long song. No, seriously, that shit's like 10 minutes, Cassidy. Goddamn, homie. It's like, it's dope. It's okay. But it's like, you're only gonna listen to it once. Because I'm not going to waste another whole 10 minutes on that on the record. I mean, he went in. He changed, like, he jacked, like, 30 fucking tracks and pieced it all together and just pretty much went hard at Meek Mills, but I can only listen to it once. It was cool. It's a diss record. It's what diss record is supposed to be, but 10 minutes? It was 10 minutes long. Yeah, I'm not listening to that twice. But I'm pretty sure, yes, if you're a hard, diehard Cassidy fan, you'll listen to it 6 times. That'll be a whole hour out of your life gone. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, anyway, but that's just the latest little tidbit of information I just saw. I thought that was interesting. And that just came right in my email right as I was about to log on. And I was like, what? And I was almost late logging on because I stopped. I said, like, hold on, let me look at this video. Let me see. Because, you know how some people email you some shit and then you go to the video and it's totally not that. No, it's pretty much like that. We'll see where that takes us. I don't know what this means now. That these guys have joined forces, or I don't know if they're joined forces. It's just like he's sitting there talking, and the gangster disciples are like backing him up, co-signing him, like, yeah, nigga, you come over here, get Cassidy's good, nigga, but if you show your face over here, we running up on your bumper, and you know what I'm saying? They ain't wearing no mask this time, you feel me? These they just talking plain, face open, you know what I'm saying? We'll see what happens. Hopefully everything just stays on wax. But you never know with niggas, man. Niggas probably get the feeling the kind of way. Shit can go down. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, I'm going to go ahead and get into this music. I had a couple people get ill last night. Shouts out to all those artists. Matter of fact, hold on. Last night was Illa Kill, the first one we had in 2013. A gazillion songs were sent in, but their lines were packed. I think I had, my call thing shows I had, I think it's because a lot of people was hanging up and calling back, but it showed I had 200 calls, which is pretty impossible because I can only hold a max of 100 people on the phone. But I think people was calling and hanging, so that's how many people just called in, which that's an outrageous number. But it was a lot of people on the phone line last night. People were calling in, hanging up, calling back, trying to get their people played. But shouts out to iMega, Parkway, Mark, Artistic Nanza, BPE, who is that? K Marco, Country Gravy, B Divine. Those are sort of people who got killed last night. J Ro. You know what I'm saying? So shouts out to those artists. Congratulations. Welcome to the Subway. I mean, y'all know how this works. You know I can't play all of them like right now tonight. But I'm going to slide some of these guys into the mix. You know what I mean? We're going to make sure we get these guys in rotation and get these guys popping, get their stuff, go ahead and start and spin over here at K100 Internet Radio. But you know, I got to run with the people who we've been running with, you know, and keep it all, mix it all up. Some of the old stuff, some of the new stuff. That's how we do it over here. I think I'm going to start it off, though. You know, I really liked one of the songs last night. I really did. I don't think I'm going to start off with that, but it was one song, the Be Divine record. I'm playing that tonight. That was a good record. I liked that record. You know what I'm saying? It was other people that was good. But it was well, first of all, it was R&B. You know what I'm saying? That was the first thing. You know what I'm saying? But I got some new music. I got some music from Naja and a couple other people. So we're going to go ahead and get this thing cracking, man. 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show. Make sure you go check out our main website, www.chainlessentertainment.com. C-H-A-I-N-L-E-S-S. That's chainlessentertainment.com. I just added 3 new opportunities for the artists. So you guys go over there, especially the artists in the Atlanta local area. We'll be broadcasting from south side of Atlanta. All right. If you're in the Atlanta area, you really want to go check out chainlessentertainment.com because I just added like 3 new opportunities that's in the local area that's good. You guys are going to want to go over there and try and check that out. You know what I'm saying? What else? The Salute to DJs Awards are coming up. You feel me? So you make sure you go check it out. All this information that I'm telling y'all, though, is over there listed at chainlessentertainment.com. Just click that tab that says opportunities for artists. All right? So go check this out. Make sure you connect with us on Twitter at K100_radio. You can follow me on Twitter personally at Blizzum. Check our Facebook page out, facebook.com/K100radio. You can listen to us live, and if you listen to us live, you know where you're at already, www.blogtalkradio.com/K100radio, and you can subscribe to our free podcast in iTunes. With that being said, I play some fairly new music. We'll crank it up with the hip-hop first. Shout out to the homie Stingray. Matter of fact, he sent me in a drop. You know what I'm saying? So let's go ahead and crank this thing up, you dig? You're not rocking with the best of them, homie. Welcome to the Subway.
Yeah, it's your boy ST to the YNG, RAY, Stingray, chilling with K100 Radio, my man Blizzum with the Subway Underground ride out. Let's go. Naked eye, never. Now you should stop mine, boy, you'll be a goner. My swag too fresh, my flow so deaf. If you do it how I do it, then you do it with the best. Yeah, rep my city to the last breath in me. Shut it down. With them go-getters and dough flippers. Love by them ladies, cause my swag be the illest.
Let's go.
Yo, it be the man that's making the ice shine.
Yeah.
Take a deeper look, the real diamonds in my eyes.
Woo.
Box the devil, I had to walk through hell.
Yeah.
Do it all again for my people to live well.
Live
you been
well.
Where I been? That's something to talk about. You ain't been in my shoes, you might as well shut your mouth.
Shut your
thought
mouth.
I wouldn't make it, so haters. To put the barrel in your mouth. In your face,
in
your
face.
Hustle just to get up out the mud. The world keeps spinning like the rims on them dubs.
Don't
yo,
stop.
We popping bottles with the models
go.
On the gas,
go.
Full throttle,
go.
Mind deep.
Go.
Aristotle, classic
go.
Bar,
go.
Leonardo.
Go.
Yo, we steady sipping on Patron, talking to them boss chicks with them sundresses on.
Yeah.
Yo, pretty toes make me wanna take her home. Come and ride with me. Let me show you how it's done.
Turn up.
I'm raw, folks fall out cause they can't stand me. The picture you depicted is something you can't fathom. Alone in this Facebook image, you can't tag them.
You fly,
you better prepare for a crash landing. Please, sir, put in your clip cause I pack candy. And everybody pimping, I guess I'm a backhander. Grab my kung fu grip when I kick fast. Whether I may win means I'm a Pac-Man. I don't think you recognize the name,
no.
If it ain't hip-hop, what the hell you came for? You only live one time, that's what they say. Your life's a bitch, I'ma get good head until her brains blow. Damn it, I be gone until November. Graduated early, boy, you missed the whole semester. Your girl love the way that I school, impressive. No plan, cause the dick get nutty with the professor. Yeah.
Would there be a time for you?
You and I entering the dragon. Bruce Lee bad, lyrical ninja assassin. Third degree black belt bars spitting past that. I eat beats and throw up hits and shit classics. L, nasty flow, cat tactics. Mission is to get to the green like St. Patrick. Haven't even reached my peak to wreak havoc, but still seek those that preach and speak tragic. If life's a gamble, I'm all in. They take a leap of faith, I'd rather just fall in. I got so many haters that's hoping I don't win, but I'm familiar with them deadly sins of Shaolin. My God, spiritual, rap can't lyrical. Speak like a prophet, thought so biblical. Hip-hop, holy water flow, poet into you. Faith and belief through prayer is what I'm living through. Yeah.
Amen.
Damn it, my flow so ratchet. Killer instrumentalist, and I parry the hatchet. Whack rappers, who about to witness a tragedy? Flow so macho, man, I'm such a savage. Off the turnbuckle, bow to your chest cane. Crack ear bone in your body like an S game. Now they coming at a king like a chess game. Too many pawns make it hard to holler checkmate. Since I'm a dream of the image, I see it vividly perceived from this road that I've taken all of my energy, okay. But still see the growth and the levels that I am finna reach. I'm orchestrating a symphony with my similes. Whoa. I don't think y'all ready for that rude boy. I beat dog treating that rapper like a true story. I'm such a jerk, no relation to your new boys. They call me Mike Bars. I thought you knew, boy. Damn.
Get too turned up on the stage, I can jump off. teed on solid stuff. Slam the cards on the table, break that bitch like Rick Flair. It can go down anywhere, you could be right beside the mouth. Pants aching to shine the reason you see my underwear. 20 checks up out of hell and I'm behind that derriere. COB, we up in here and we ain't going nowhere. This a jump off, jump a cable, jump off. We 2D gon' jump y'all. If any bitch shit jump off, she jump on, she jump off. Kenny though don't jump off. And when I get too turned up on the stage, I just jump off. Jump off, 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 jump off. I say when I get too turned up on the stage, I just jump off.
What up? Do that. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show, man. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. www.blogtalkradio.com/K100radio. I'm your host, Blizzard, man. Thanks for tuning in to the show. Okay, it's confirmed. My 10 o'clock interview locked in. Last minute lock in. I was supposed to have this done today, but you know it was a hectic day. So, my 10 o'clock is locked in. The homie Spody gonna be on the line at 10 o'clock p.m. You feel me? He gonna call in and do his interview. So, we got the homie locked in. Follow me on Twitter at K100_radio. Let me tell you who I just played real quick. All right. Let's see. I started the show out with Stingray, the homie Stingray with Fly for Life, Mike Balls with Time for You and Me, Candace with Hottest Rapper. Then the homie Southside Tonio with Jump Off, Jump Off, Jump a Cable, Jump Off. If you ever see this dude perform this song, step back away from the stage. Back up. Just trust me on that. 678-532, what up, though? You're on the line with K100. Welcome to the subway. What's happening? Hello? 678-532.
This Callaway Mall, man. DSKG checking in, man, with Blizzard, man. K100, man.
What's happening, man? What's up, man? Congratulations to you for getting added to the subway, man. The homie just got ill last night on Illakill. Congrats.
Yeah, I appreciate that, man. I support independent music. I appreciate y'all for supporting me. Let's get it.
Absolutely, homie. We're going to try to squeeze you in here late since you did call back into the show. You feel me? I'm going to just look a little bit of this R&B real quick, you know what I'm saying? Play a little bit of that. We get back into the rap. We'll try to get you on here, all right?
That was happening, man.
All right, homie. Congratulations, man. Welcome to the subway. All right, homie. Stand by. 478-228. What up, though?
Yo, Lock Digger 360, Lock Dog in the motherfucking building. Shout out to Southside Tonio.
What up, homie? Lock Dog, what's happening, man?
Man, ain't nothing, man. Just chilling, man. You know I love to fuck with the subway, dog.
I appreciate it, man. Well, thanks for calling into the show. Thanks for being a supporter. You feel me? Shouts out to MacTown, you dig? Shouts out to everybody down there.
Yeah, right. You know what it is. One city, one sign, one state, one plate. Everybody eat, nigga.
Say what now?
One city, one sign, one state, one plate. Everybody eat, nigga.
Absolutely, bro. Absolutely. Well, you're going to be up here for some of the events that's coming up. You know, we got We got the Salute to DJs Award. That's a nice little event. You know what I'm saying? It's pretty, you're pretty packed out on that one. I don't know if you can make your way up to that one or not, but it's a pretty good one. You know what I mean? If you can.
I've been listening to you, man. I'm coming up to a lot of that stuff.
Yeah, it's you know how it is, man. It's all about your network and your network and your net worth and blah, blah, blah. You know how it goes. You know how it goes. You know what it is. You know the game. You're a veteran. I didn't know you had that much fucking music until I damn put you on Chains and I went to your Reverb and read your bio. You got a lot of work on
them.
A lot of albums.
I got a lot of stuff. I got 13 underground albums, man.
That's what's up, man. I thought I was doing something with my six. Ha! I really thought I was doing something. Yeah, it's always somebody out there working hard. Maybe working harder. You never know. You know what I'm saying? But congratulations to you, man. Keep your grind up. You feel me? Thanks for calling into the show, being a supporter, man. We're going to get back into the music, all right? All right, homie. Again, 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That is the number to dial into the show. Let's see. Yep, confirmed, homie, Mr. Spody. Mr. Spody, he's going to be calling in the show in about 30 minutes here. I'm going to go ahead and run some of the people who got added to the rotation last night, break out some of this new music. You feel me? Since I'm going to this R&B set, I'm gonna go ahead and do this this new joint that I really like. It's kind of a neo soul joint. You know what I'm saying? We love to mix it up over here at K100 Radio. You know, we're gonna do all rap, all R&B. We're gonna play you some everything. The name of this joint is called Some Kind of Way, and it's by a new artist that just got added to the Subway named B Divine. You know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure you guys will like it. They got illed all the way across the board, which was the only song of the whole night. They got illed all the way across the board. All right. Also got some new R&B by Naja, one of the artists that's already in rotation. We're going to try and get that loaded up here, too. 347-934-0966. That's the number dialing to the show if you want to holler at me. Of course, you know, you got to be patient with me because I play a lot of music on the Subway. I don't talk too much like I'm doing right now. I mean, shut up, listen. You're not rocking with the best of them. Welcome to the Subway.
Off and just got paid and just got laid in a king size bed with satin sheets. The day sweet love was made in the pouring down rain, feeling your legs wrap around my waist and you saying my name. Nothing but slight moans, no words to say. Girl, I know I got you feeling some kind of way. That's for real.
Thank you. from the rain that's pouring down on me. He's the one who cares, even when he's not there. He can tell there's something wrong. He's the one who knows deep down in my soul. I don't have to say a word. He's the one that brings me peace and gives me what I need. More than my hands can touch and I believe. We don't have to do the things that lovers do. We don't have to say the things that lovers say. I just wanna relax and clear my mind and spend the day with you.
In a jacuzzi, undercover loving, playing pussy while I'm gripping your booty. You feel me? Rub on my chest, a kiss on your back. Give you the story of my war wounds and all my sex. Later on, we can skate off and scoop up some food, or you can cook up in the kitchen in your Jimmy Choo. Now that's what I can see, and it's alright to be comfortable with your body. You shake just like a Bugatti. The word is, I play with more hearts than a surgeon. Ain't gon' lie, chickens be calling, but I'm with you though. Slip down on Nuvo, playing Uno, kicking like judo. I'm tuned in to the U show.
We don't have to talk about love. We don't have to talk about the future hope for us. I just wanna chill and lay my head on your chest while you caress the stress away. We don't have to talk about love.
Like a treat is weak. When it come to love a lingo, we don't let it leak. My lucky diamond, I wish you well. It's up to you what you wanna do. We can do it well, well, well.
We can lay back and relax to some R&B.
Relax well, we bumping that Maxwell.
You know what to say and what to do to take the stress away.
Kiss it away, pain alleviate.
There's nothing more I'd rather do to spend the whole night with you.
At the crack of dawn and we greet the morning yawning.
Your pussy all up in my grill. Everything is feeling right cause we up on the pill. That mean you rolling all night, so you know the deal. You know the game, babe. I wonder how your pussy tripping like rain, babe. You all on top of me, wearing my chain, babe. I love you when you ride, you doing your thing, babe. I'm saying, babe, we've been rolling all day, fucking all night, and rolling all night. Fucking all day, we been rolling all day. Fucking all night, been rolling all night. Fucking all day, my way. Boom, 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 boom. Let me see you roll. Boom, 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 boom. Alright, it's first to go. We can do whatever you wanna do. It's up to you, girl. Matter of fact, lay down, let me tell you what to do, girl. And know the trick, but I got you feeling like a schoolgirl. You know the city life. Fast money and sex with drugs on the side. So baby girl, tell me is you feeling right. Cause baby girl, we about to roll all night. All right.
We've been rolling all day, fucking all night.
Go, 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 go Body me, body me, body me, body me, body me. Problem. Back to back nights on tequila. I have no reason to do. I have reasons, and it's all bad reasons to drink this damn tequila back to back nights like this. Shot after shot after shot. If you're my friend, you probably want to reach out to me, maybe set up a little intervention or something. But until you do, it's a grown man, not a boy. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. www.blogtalkradio.com/K100Radio. I'm your host, Blizzard, man. Thanks for tuning in to the show. 914-468. What up, though? Hello? 94? Hello? 94? Going once? Let me make sure I got my own. I've been drinking. 914, 468. Well, I try to cut the phone line. Hold on, let me make sure it wasn't me. Make sure it ain't me. Locked out. Locked out. Then again, it might be me. Hold on a second. Michigan girl.
What's up?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm just making sure my phone, I'm making sure my microphone is my mic right. My mic sound nice. Try 914 again. I don't want to slight anybody. 914, 468. Hello? Okay, we just gonna go ahead and skip past them. Anyway, I was trying to go to my phone line because I know people be like, man, when you be on the subway, you'll never come to the line. I'll be on the line. I'll be wanting to talk. Fuck, man, they don't want to talk. Shit, don't say I ain't come to your phone line. I want to hear it. Anyway, www.blogtalkradio.com/K100Radio. I'm your host, Blizzum. Let me tell you who I just paid. The last joint that just went off was a new joint that just got added to the subway on Illa Kill last night. That's BPE Music, Live to See 21. That's some old gangsta. That's some shit I would probably would have been listening to in the late 90s. You know what I'm saying? Sound like some old school Scarface like type shit. What a beat does and the hook. You know what I mean? With that screw hook and that slow ass beat. Sound like some gangster shit. You know what I mean? But anyway, I played Canary Diamond, Body Me. I played Nanza with Feeling Myself. Played Sean Ward, Roland. Naja, new joint by Naja, named Chill. Be Divine, Some Kind of Way. You feel me? So that's what I played so far just a minute ago. We're going to keep on riding this thing out, man. 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show. Hit the phone lines if you want to holler at me. But really, I want you to just ride out to the music. You understand? Let me see what else. I got some. Oh, yeah. I'm going to play Parkway Mark. He hit the phone lines. It's a new addition to the subway. I'm going to run the homie's joint because he called in earlier. Let me see. Let me pull that up real quick. I'm going to run his joint because he, you know what I'm saying, call back into the show. Make sure he getting his love. Oh, yeah. All I know is go. Go. So, anyway, you're not rocking with the best of it, man. Back to the music. Welcome to the subway.
Go, 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 go train to G.O. And the whole city rockin' with me. Nigga, that's a G.O. For sure. I prefer to go slow. I'm a down south kingpin and everything go, go.
PSKG, Red Team, South Cat, Georgia Boy. PSKG, Red Team, South Cat, Georgia Boy.
On my squad, on these 8-time streets, we guard. I eat clown. Bozo, flip these burger niggas quarter pound. Uh-oh, you in trouble now. Flip this money, nigga, double down. Who else gon' get it? Shout out to that debt committed. You know I'm representing. We bought that money and power. We been fucking bitches. You just a snitch, a coward. Get the fuck out my city.
You know, I don't know if they know what it means to make something out of nothing, man. Bitches hating like you goddamn, like this shit fell in your lap or something. You know what I'm talking about? I mean, come on, man. I done goddamn came from the bottom and made it to the top. Now, if you ask me, I think that shit deserves an applause, man. All that goddamn hang for. You know what I'm talking about? I'm rolling. Feels like I've been flying. See, let back in the bin zone. Sparing at all my diamonds. Rocks all over my timing. And don't care who I'm blinding. Cause some of y'all bitches be hating. And some of y'all need reminding. I'm flying. I'm emotional. I'm crying. No cancel that. I'm laughing. Cause y'all hoes keep trying. Rubber being my finance. Duffel bag with that Louis on it. Black tights with them red bottoms. Big ol' ass look good down it. We ballin', oh my God, we ballin'. Truth be told, I'm super high, and all this money fallin'. I feel like I made it, it don't get no greater. Signal in my radar, death to my fucking haters.
product steady. You might just whoop you a Chevy. Now turn the gas up. Get the water rolling for them fast books. Hey, watch that blower. Cause too much cut, they get your ass stuck. The J's warning up, they won't be back. Still gon' double shot, leave it like that. Now drop the work, nigga. The plan can't be spoiled. Unless it tears up, disappears, spreading the oil. Goddamn. You know better than that. Shorty claim it's fish scale. Where the fuck is the crack? But get it down, my nigga, if it all work out. 36 more times, you can buy you a house. Yeah, turn your block straight up into the corner. You gon' be up in the game, you might as well be a starter. So I say, all you need is clientele and a pistol. And 31 up in this pot to get rich. Shit is simple, let's go.
31 grams cooking up in the pot. 31 grams cooking up in the pot. Pot. 31 grams cooking up in the pot. Pot. How we get it on the block, block. 31 grams cooking up in the pot. 31 grams cooking up in the pot. Pot. 31 grams cooking up in the pot. Pot. That's how we get it on the block, block.
Shit, I'm out here, let the bird dip it up. You see a good bag, my auntie whipped it up. She must have lost four in the mix. It's either that or she pitching, but I don't give a shit. I don't gotta eat too, but I don't knock her.
Let's go.
Gucci bag boy.
Thing last night. I had her rolling on a
fucked around and made her feel like she was in a dream last night. And she fucked around and called me king last night. Then I put it down, I did my thing last night.
Last night she was on them sands. And I put it on my man, she came out them pants. Real Miley fans, she came out them stands. Right here on top of the dick is where she better land. She wet, so I splashed out on that pussy. I'm about to land, why me crash out on that pussy? Wake up, roll over, I count out in that pussy. I'm geeked out my mind, I spazzed out in that pussy. Two cups of that act, now I'm all in her back. Then she fought my little bro, boom, with no screens attached. She stay wet, no jacuzzi. She too ass for her life, I'm moving my bankroll. Got whole shoes and I killed that shit, yours too.
I had her rolling on the beam last night. Fucked around and made her feel like she was in a dream last night. And she fucked around and called me king last night. Then I put it down, I did my thing last night. I had her rolling on the beam last night. Fucked around and made her feel like she was in a dream last night. And she fucked around and called me king last night. Then I put it down, I did my thing last night.
Visit to a special somebody with nothing but I'm feeling real sexy tonight. Wondered if you would invite me over to your house tonight so that you could get me right. Ooh, I won't fight, but I can't promise I won't bite. You better give me your very best, but I got one request. Can I lay my heels on?
sure. I ain't never met a girl, I can tell I'm yours. Mark my word, never let my heart reserve. It's like a curse with no cure, I done lost my nerve. I done been around the world and you're the first. They got a plan on the verse, super tired of curves. And not the typical, I can feel it. Get something different that's so critical to how I'm living. You got giving, tired of dealing with these phony women. That's money driven, run up in them and I just forget them. Can't keep it pimping, but you independent and stay down for a minute. From the ground to the ceiling, I done found what I'm missing. The instant I was in it, didn't want it to start. Together or apart, you my error and thought. This is the very first time I felt a kiss like this. I don't know just what you did, but you got me convinced that
I don't know what it is, way you making me feel. I ain't never felt another love like this.
Wearing them heels, girl, you got your nerve. And when I observe, I seen a petite woman, a very unique woman that can maybe be something, but I ain't trying to get caught in the hype. How you critique a diamond when it's not in the light? And how can I survive with you not in my life? I think I want to introduce you to my mama tonight, and that's a big step. They better pick up the pace, but they get left. We went east, they went west, and now they lost in the world. And I'm lost with a girl, I keep her flossing and pearls. We keep them talking, but often I show her another side she ain't never seen. Just keep it G with a G, and I'll never leave. She unpredictable, keep me on the edge of my seat. And she can't name another that can do her better than me. It's like magic.
I don't know what it is, way you making me feel.
I ain't never felt another love. Conversations persuasive, it ain't no time wasted. Don't mind chasing, I'm patient when it comes to pretty faces. And plus her kisses can taste the sake, I'm infatuated.
I swear our love is so adjacent, we can trade places. She keep it pimping, never tripping when I pay for chasing. It's like a drug taking whenever we love making. I'm addicted, she my missus, and that's a bold statement.
Her love's sacred, soon as I get a chance, I take it. Ain't no waiting, too much contemplating, it's complicated. I can't escape and get her naked, and I go for laying. Pipe laying, her head swinging, keep that bed banging.
Tell me what's shaking, I can make you make some pretty faces. Have you walking like a hip replacement when I finish bathing? I know I'm freaking, but believe me, sweetie, we can keep it easy. Cause I highly doubt that you could ever leave.
Me till you let me breathe again, like a tide coming in. You keep on pushing me away and then pull me back in. No, I should be motion sick of this. I should get off of this relationship, screaming out man overboard. But with all this back and forth, you make me feel alive. Oh.
she like everything I cause I know just what to. Now let me show y'all how I. Let me introduce myself. Hold up, you already know about me, my love. I can do you right when he do you wrong. So moving on, it's a must. I can prove it all in 1 month or less. And you might feel insulted, but I'm a player in the flesh. And I'm taking your request. Do you like it slow or you like it fast? I know my hoes can't stand me. Like, look at Skip with his trifling ass. All I really need is one shot. And let's see what kind of night you have. Cause from fucking and drinking too, might I add, yeah.
She like everything I do. Baby knows just how I do. She know about everything I do. And I know what she trying to do. She like everything I do. Baby knows just how I do. She know about everything I do. And I know what she trying to.
We can speed it up when the time is right. Got a Republic with a nigga that's thuggin'. Like I'm his wife, called her friend. Like fuck my man, cause I'm his type. But it's one thing that she ain't understand. It's just one night, so chill and enjoy the thrill. While I'm giving you what he can't, I'ma dig deep till you faint. No gas left in that tank. She know I rap and I hustle. And she know I'm chasing a meal. And she know I got me a main bitch for seal.
She like everything I do. Baby knows just how I do. She know about everything I do. And I know what she trying to do. She like everything I do. Baby knows just how I do. She know about everything I do. And I know what she trying to.
Drive to you, then get high with you, then just dive in you. If it's flash, you can get this cash, and we can get these bags in trip. They say I'm arrogant, overrated. Damn, these niggas just trip. But it's three things I know, that's the grind and flow, and how to lay this dick. Before I lie to you, I say bye to you, cause it really ain't that deep. Cause it takes mental and psychological growth to be my freak. Heard you the talk of the town, and you a paper down. So together we both get key. Bumping that arrogant nigga music while we live jet over.
She like everything I do. Baby know just how I do. She know about everything I do. And I know what she trying to do. She like everything I do. Baby know just how I do. She know about everything.
Dry them up, 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 dry them up. everybody jump.
This should be played at high volume.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Just a deal, we're looking for a deal. Okay. This music is my hustle when I'm grinding for a deal. Yeah. Come on and chill, boy. Let's just keep it real, boy. Okay. We grind against time. Yeah, I'm looking for my deal, boy.
Pull my whip up, back it up. Sell my music out the trunk. I'm grinding to get signed, so I need to get my hustle out. Yeah, I want that big deal, so I could be a big deal. Sitting on top of the world with my kids and my girls, so I can tell you how it feels. Come on, man, let's keep it real. You know what we grind. You were indie artist, I'm an indie artist, wanting more. Punchlines and some metaphors, multiple styles, so I stay raw. Y'all know what it's hitting for, lavatars with suicide. Big old change that hit the floor, shorty dick, I ask the Lord. Leave my city and fly to yours, I'm on stage on multiple tours. And I have a fan base, the house I have look like a base. And of this life I wanna take, A&R's I'm in the face. Cause I want that deal, boy, that shit that makes it trip, boy. That's why I grind and do what I do. So I could live that life, boy. Cut my bread with a platinum knife. Oh yeah, I got a model wife. Lit a model life. Send in a prayer so I can live this life. Deal.
You just a deal, boy, looking for a deal, boy. This music is my hustle when I'm grinding for a deal, boy. Come on and chill, boy, let's just keep it real, boy. We grind against time, yeah, I'm looking for a deal, boy.
You just a deal, boy, looking for a deal, boy. This music is my hustle when I'm grinding for my deal, boy. Come on and chill, boy, let's just keep it real, boy. We grind against time, yeah, we looking for my deal, boy.
Now I'm sitting at the table, man, talking that dough at the table, man. He asked me, was I ready to sign? And I respond, I'm ready, man. I sign my name in shorthand, but I got that long bread. Guess what I'ma buy first? Yes, I got that one bread. Zero's dancing in my head, pocket on swole, make it count fast. Oldest got a brand new car, my youngin' got that Louis on. Keep you dancing to my song, so I can see how my paper set. Get Jay-Z up on my track, living that life is racks on racks. Sleeping on my money set, now I got a paper trail. I grind until I got my deal. All my non-believers disappear like David Copperfield. My shorty wanna Copperfield, so it's time to ride out. Getting dome on a Learjet while we gon' take this plane.
You just a deal, boy, looking for a deal, boy. This music is my hustle when I'm grinding for a deal, boy. Come on and chill, boy, let's just keep it real, boy. We grind against time, yeah, I'm looking for a deal, boy.
You just a deal, boy, looking for a deal, boy. This music is my hustle when I'm grinding for my deal, boy. Come on and chill, boy, let's just keep it real, boy. We grind against time, yeah, we looking for my deal, boy.
What's happening? 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. www.blogtalkradio.com/K100radio. Well, I'm your host, Blizzard, man. Thanks for tuning in to the show. All right. So my interview's on the line right now. We're finna get ready to go live. You feel me? I think I might have sent the wrong number out. It could be my fault. This is my 1, 2, 3, 4, 6. Shout out to Tequila. Okay, 7. So, you got Mr. Sport on the line. What's happening with you, homie? What's popping?
I can't call him, man. I ain't glad, man. Trying to stack my money up.
Absolutely. What's going on, with, man? First of all, welcome to K100 Internet Radio. Welcome to the Subway again. So, we got this joint up by you that we're going to load up in a minute here in a little bit. It's called That's That. But before we get into all of that, let me pause for the call. Stop the music, please. Introduce yourself to the people, homie. Run that.
How y'all doing, man? I'm Mr. Spoke. You feel me? North Carolina, man. It's all pun intended. It's no sportsmanship. That's how we rock it, man. We not doing compromise no more for no fuss. It just dawned on me. This ain't edited or this ain't from the radio syndicated, yeah, so.
Yeah, you can pretty much say whatever the fuck you want
to
say.
All right, Father, real nigga, listen, man, keep doing what you're doing, man. I'm just trying to stay out the way and keep a nigga from getting in the way of me staying out the way, man. That's 2013, man. Y'all need to be careful, man. This shit get tricky out here.
Absolutely. So you say you're from the Carolinas, right? What part?
I'm from Atlanta. I'm from North Atlanta. 85 North. I'm from Pleasantdale Road.
Oh, you from the north side of town. You know, we don't get too many. You know what? You know what it is about the north side? You never really hear niggas just really be no rapping the north side. They be like, I'm from Atlanta, but they be from north side. They don't say that.
Most of them niggas, anyway, them niggas tell you they from the north side. They not from my side. I didn't know them niggas. I mean, you probably laughed at them niggas anyway. You can't really take a lot of these niggas serious, but you know, it's, that shit be respecting nigga G, how a nigga come, not where a nigga be from. So.
Yeah. True that. It really is about how you carry yourself, man. I mean, I know fuck niggas from the hood, and I know goddamn real motherfuckers from the suburbs. So all that shit niggas be talking. But you know, that's how it be. So anyway, man.
Yeah, man. I mean, niggas say, they want to, but I went to 9 different elementary schools, man. So that shit already signed the instant stone, man. My folks grew up so fucked up now. So it's all on me if I'm going to goddamn get it out the mud, homie.
Absolutely. Well, first of all, you know, this is all a grind, and this is the industry. How long you been doing music, man? How long you been going hard with it?
I've been doing music like 13 years, man. I've been doing it legitimately, credit-wise, like 5 years.
Mm-hmm. So when you say credit-wise, what do you mean?
Rubbing elbows with people who actually, you know what I mean, getting credit at work and doing shows and being featured in this publication.
Okay. So what's who's someone that you work with that the general public might know? I see you got a couple songs and features with some people. Tell us about those.
Right now I'm circling some with Trouble and Pesci. I'm pretty sure some of y'all listeners familiar with the Duct Tape, you know, indie juggernaut, for lack of a better term. But I don't know, I deal with a lot of people, man. Shout out to Bigger Ranking, shout out to Coalition DJs, Court DJs, Hitman DJs. I got a lot of B-listers on text. We curious to see what's happening, man. 2013, Fleek DJs, you know, the list goes on, man. Tony Neal, again.
All right. So the grind that you're doing, because everybody's got a different kind of grind. You know what I'm saying? You're an independent artist. Some people take their grind, they take it to the DJs. Some people take it to the internet and work different avenues. So the grind that you're doing right now, you're doing the grind where you drop mixtapes and then you just get singles off the DJs and you trying to take it through the club.
Man, without the DJ, we don't got no platform. You feel me? Mm-hmm. So that's first and foremost, man. That shit about keeping it 100 with the DJ. Not them pussy ass nigga who just load up a nigga playlist, spam lick, copying that playlist and your Serato. I mean, real DJs who break records. So I mean, as I understand all that, it's about cultivating relationships with the right people who can provide you platforms such as yourself, Blizzle. So that's what we're dealing with, man. Like,
absolutely. You know, because some people, and it's funny that you say that because we've had numerous discussions on K100 about the DJs, you know what I'm saying? And I've gotten a little bit of flack from some DJs, some coalitions. You know me, the name of my show is K100, so I pull no punches. I keep the shit 100 all the time. And I know some DJs, they don't like when I say, well, look, you know, DJs right now are really no different than, you know what I'm saying, Radio 1 or whatever when dealing with payola. Most DJs you meet now, they don't really break records unless they paid to break it. That's just the truth. You know what I'm saying? I know everybody got to eat now and it's a business, but a lot of DJs
Can I speak on that for you, Blizzard?
Go ahead.
Like, first of all, it's a business. We understand that. Cool. Mm-hmm. But if we talking about dudes who we talking about the same DJs who on one hand say it's for the extension and the progress of the business and the culture, so they have a responsibility as far as the quality of what they play, regardless of what type of thought element it is. I ain't saying it's just supposed to be genius, but again, we talking about quality. And then on the flip side, you can skin them niggas down to play some of the whack bust ass music that you can ever find. So I actually got a major problem with this shit. You feel me? So
right. But you know, most people with internet radio, and I can tell you what I do know about internet radio. I've been doing it for a minute now, and I can tell you what I do know. A lot of the people who are listening to you now, you know, we do a couple thousand people who listen to these broadcasts a week. You feel what I'm saying? And I can tell you that a lot of the people who listen to this element of music, they're straying away from mainstream music because they want to hear something different and they want to hear a different kind of discussion and a different kind of music and a different artist. They're tired of hearing the same 20-something songs that's on rotation on the major stations. And so I tell people all the time, well, we've had numerous back and forth. I've had some major DJs come on here. I've had DJ Chuck T, a whole bunch of people come on here and try to explain that when you pay to play, it's one thing when you're a DJ, because DJs are in a funny position, and I want to get your opinion about it, because this is some real shit. DJs are in a funny position. On the one hand, they got to eat, and they got to get money, and also, they also got to play what the crowd wants them to play. On the other hand, they are, what they used to be, the gatekeepers. They used to be the person who decided what was hot. Well, that gets tainted once you put money into the position, because once you take money to play something that you don't like, we've had multiple DJs come on this show and say they play shit they don't like all the time. And to me, I'm like, you play shit you don't like all the time. They'll be like, yeah, if they're in the coalition sent it down through the pipelines, and they've been told by the head of the coalition to play it, and, you know, the coalition got his palms greased behind that and greased them down behind that, they're going to play it. That's you pretty much follow
right,
order.
And the record going to pop.
Right, but they don't even like it, and we've had some come on the show and actually say it's whack. We know it's whack, but this is a business. It's all about who's breaking bread and who's got the money. So I don't know, you know what I'm saying? And these are not Serato guys. These are guys who got names. You know, I've had a lot of people on the show, and these guys will openly admit it. And what do you think about that? So what do you think about that part of the game? I'm just curious.
That's, man.
It's a reality.
That's kind of complex, because on one hand, I'm understanding. You feel me? Like I said, it's a business, and we know this by some money, man. At the end of the day, bills got to be paid and such. But by the same token, like I said, motherfuckers got a responsibility with this shit, man, especially being that the majors ain't doing their job in filtering this shit. You feel me? Mm-hmm. And so I'm not the one to be crying. Like, whatever happened, I feel like that should be – That's a default, man. You should have to handle it. I don't care if it's crossing over. I don't care if it's the whack buster shit we talking about with DJs and artists. Whatever it is, like, you got to deal with it and handle it accordingly. But as far as DJs and that shit being 100, I think it's fat. I think it's fake. I think it's whack. You feel me? I don't know the name dropping with the artists and the type of music what we referring to. But I mean, motherfuckers know what they doing when they playing that whack ass shit that's weaker quality or whatever the case.
So you, it's funny, and I'm going to ask you this, and we'll let you get ready to introduce the song. But it's funny that you use the word. Hello? Hello? Hello?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you used, I thought I heard something. You used the word responsibility. You said, well, they got a responsibility. So what do you feel about having a responsibility as an artist? Right now, they got this whole campaign, and everybody talking about Molly, Molly, Molly in the records, and, you know, they find out more and more that Molly is really less and less like weed and more like crystal meth and crack. Do you feel responsibility as an artist if you put Molly, Molly, Molly in your song, knowing that you trying to push your music to people, suggesting they do something that's probably going to end up being in the next close crack epidemic? Do you feel like saying something like Molly in your song as an artist, you have responsibility not to, or do you not care? Are you going to just say what everybody is on and what's hot?
I personally never popped the Molly, man. I'm not really into that, man. Anybody that listens to my music, even the potential listeners or target market, like, it's a certain code, a certain ethic, a certain moral.
Hey, man. Hey, should I take your ass from
me? Like I said, it's a certain ethic, a certain moral, a certain code, a certain understanding, a certain relating. You feel me? And like I said, I never popped the Molly, man. My folks don't pop no Molly and no things like that, man. So some of that shit I can't relate to, and I don't even know how to speak on it. You feel me?
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. I'm just asking because I'm gonna
but
be asking a lot of
on.
Artists.
You did.
Yeah. I'm asking a lot of artists that, man, because we're coming to a crossroads right now. You feel me? I don't even know if we relate to crossroads, but I see it in the future where, I don't know, people are starting to take issue with a lot of shit that people say. And then you have a lot of artists who are – it's a lot of shit going on with niggas, period, homie. You know what I'm saying? It's the reason why niggas is in the state that they in. You feel me? With me being a little more seasoned now and seeing things a little bit different, I used to – you know, myself, I'm an artist, and I used to rap real, real reckless and say whatever. But the older I got and when I had kids, whatever, I realized, yeah, if I do get a big platform and you get that big platform, you're not responsible for raising nobody's kids or whatever. But then again, you kind of want to be aware of what's going on. Like you said, responsibility. If you feel like DJ's got a responsibility to keep this shit real and keep this shit pure and keep the hot music hot and not play whack shit even if they paid to, then at
the
same time, artists got it. We gotta watch what we say on these records. If we know damn well we talking about a drug that's getting little kids hooked on fucking shit and probably the next crack, I don't think, you know what I'm saying.
This is what I got a problem with, Bliss.
Uh-huh.
Like, you get artists who they get praised and get glorified for this street shit, right?
Uh-huh.
Like, and they get glorified and praised from it. We talking about guys who never in their life have even, you know, done or they credibility in that is not theirs. We talking about somebody else's fame that they living by. So again, glorifying this ignorance, we don't want to project it and again, just glorify it and gloss it all up. But mm-hmm. on the flip side, you have the dudes who really actually represent that struggle, because we ain't talking about glorifying this ignorance. We talking about representing the same struggle and lifestyle that a person come from. So
uh-huh.
on the flip side, a person who really come from this, they get shunned and the underdog gets thrown rocks at. Cajon is authentic in me, everything he's saying. Meanwhile, you get a dude who dressed up in a costume and all he got to say is, I had that crack in the gun, and everybody roots for him. So it's
yeah.
kind of like the same thing with this Molly shit. Like, a lot of them exist. It's a fad. It's a trend. You feel me? I never wore skinny jeans. I never had a jersey. I never had a throwback jersey. I never wore pink clothes. I never wore oversized T-shirts or none of that. So I don't. I'm like anti-establishment, anti-trend, anti-Molly.
Well, maybe you probably will fit right in over here at K100. Okay. Because the middle finger means so much. Trust me on that. It's not just a fuck you. It's a fuck you, but it's a fuck you to a whole bunch of shit. Okay, I'm going to take one call because I got somebody hitting the one. Maybe they want to holler at me real quick or say something to you. And then we'll go ahead and introduce you to this joint. That's that. I would have had more, but we basically almost run out of time. We started late. Okay, here we go. One call. 803-297. What up?
Yo, what up, Blizzard?
What's going on? Who this?
Not much, your boy Unique, man. I came to switch it to you. How you doing, brother?
What's going on, homie? Shouts out to you, man. Thanks for calling into the show. Welcome to the Subway. We're on the line with my homie, Spoke. What do you think about what we're talking about real quick, though, Unique?
Man, it's all real, man. You know what I mean? Especially talk about the DJs, that's for real. I've been hating to hear the same song over and over again, you know, as an artist, you know? Especially whack-ass songs.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, you know, it is what it is. I think that that part of the game is going to be here to stay because the labels have just lost control of the whole situation, and the DJs are now out for whatever. Basically, now DJs are feeling themselves. They feel, you know, don't get me wrong, it is salute to the DJs, and it's a lot of good DJs, and you need relationships with the DJs, but there are some DJs who are feeling themselves and the power that they've gotten now since the labels are eroding. It's made the DJ 10 times more powerful because basically now they are the A&R. And just with that, with power, sometimes people get, you never heard the term drunk with power. I think a lot of the DJs are having that effect right now. And, you know, when money comes into the play, once DJs see money, money changes everything. You got some DJs who probably came up in the game like, I never played a whack shit. And then now they on a huge level where DJs are getting record deals. Artists can't even get deals. Khaled got a record deal. You got artists who got deals who can't get shit out. But a DJ can get a compilation put out and get a which is essentially a compilation deal. He can get that quicker than an artist can get a record deal. So when you got that situation going on in hip hop, you're gonna always have it's just gonna be fuckery in the game. There's no hating. It's just fact of the matter. Okay, so Spoke, let's go ahead and introduce one joint, man. What's this we about to play? This Dash That. Tell us about that.
That's That, man. It's produced by Ferno. Me and Ferno had something in coin called, you know, they got dubstep, it's called trap step. So he got a certain fiber, a certain thread of music. And
mm-hmm.
you're going to hear, again, it's produced by Ferno. This That's That featuring Trouble and Pesci. Shout to Duct Tape, shout to Black, shout to Velly Sosa, shout to Trouble, shout to Free Pesci, shout to B Green. That's how it is, man. Mr. Spoke, all pun intended. That means
right,
if
man.
You are at all offended by this music, then you should be.
All right. And you can follow, you can catch Mr. Spoke on Twitter at MISTA, Mr. Spoke 1, MISTA, SPOTE, the number one, Mr. Spoke 1. holler at him. Make sure you ride with us. Check us out also and follow us on Twitter at K100_radio. All right, man. Thanks for calling in to the show. We appreciate it. We're going to go ahead and drop this new joint, man. This is a new joint by Mr. Spoke. Name of this joint is called That's That. You're not rocking with the best of them. Welcome to the Subway. That was the homie, Mr. Spoke. That's that. Check him out, man. You feel me? www.blogtalkradio.com/cable100radio. I'm your host, Blizzard, man. Thanks for tuning in to the show. We're getting ready to roll up out of here, man. I want to thank y'all for tuning in to another episode of the Subway, where we break indie music, period. Point. Motherfucking blank. Don't let nobody lie to you, nigga. Don't let nobody lie to you. Shout out to everybody who got added to the rotation over at Illa Kill last time, you feel me? Sorry we didn't get a chance to play all of you guys, but you guys will be up in the rotation. You guys are coming up. Be easy. Be patient. I got you. Trust me. Trust your dog, man. You feel me? Of course, you can follow me on Twitter, at Blizm, at B-L-I-Z-M, B-L-I-Z-M. I encourage everybody within the sound of my voice to check out our main website, homie. Please, www.chainlessentertainment.com, C-H-A-I-N-L-E-S-S, that's C-H-A-I-N-L-E-S-S, chainlessentertainment.com. Go over there and check it out, man. You know, we got a lot of information over there. I'm talking about opportunities for artists, a lot of people that we connected with. We got connections with Making the Magazine, publicists like Tia Cover. We got connections with a whole bunch of performances. I just added three new opportunities for artists over there on the site. You feel me? I'm doing a blog on Friday, so it's going to be a new blog up there. You go, of course, you know you can find my blogs on ixhiphop.com, soon to be in a couple of more magazines. But you got some blogs over there that you really should read as an artist. There's some really good write-ups, just information you might want to know. If you want to get on chainlessentertainment.com as a featured artist, you know what I'm saying? Hey, you got to pay your dues. Got to put your time in rotation over here on the subway. You feel me? That's the only way to get on there. You know what I mean? And if you go over there, just check out the music from Chainless Entertainment, yours truly. But then we've got a lot of other music from a lot of other artists that we got in rotation over here at K100 Radio, man. So go ahead and check that out. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast, too. It's totally free. Doesn't cost you anything. It's a great way to keep up with K100 Radio in case you missed the broadcast. Just subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. If you got an iPhone, an iPad, all that shit, you plug that motherfucker up to your computer to sync up. And when you do that, it'll download the latest episode of K100 Radio straight to your iPhone, iPad, or whatever. You can catch up, you know what I mean, on whatever you missed. We on episode 400 or something. I know, to my knowledge, I'm the only person that's unheard all of them. So, chainlessentertainment.com, the podcast, Twitter. Follow us, fuck with us on Facebook, man. You can hit me up. Just type in Blizm. You know what I'm saying? You'll see my music page and me. Like that music page for your dog. And type in K100 Radio and like the music and like the page for K100 Radio, man. I really appreciate it. Shout out to my guest, Mr. Spoke. Shout out to all the artists that we had into rotation tonight. It really was a great locked in, booked, another episode of The Subway. Deuces.